Good morning and happy New Year once again. This is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Incorporation, coming to you with your Sunday inspiration. Yes, it is already January the 3rd, 2021. And we're going to thank God for this day. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is also the first Sunday of the month of the year. And my prayer is that you went somewhere and worshiped the Heavenly Father, whether it was online or within person. But I just pray that you was able to go to church on today. But if not, God is still good. And I just pray that you at least acknowledge Him today. So this morning, I'm just going to be brief with you on our inspiration on today. My husband and I went to breakfast on Saturday morning, and this young lady, our waitress, she just felt led to start sharing her some things she was going through. And while I was sitting at the table, I was praying the Holy Spirit, and then this scripture dropped into my spirit. Matthew 6:34 says, "Refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with each challenge that comes your way one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself." And some things that what she was sharing with me, she was concerned about her father who was in Oklahoma, lived somewhere else. And she was working. She was just concerned about him, and she was worried. She said that she was worried and she didn't know, how he was doing, because he's going through chemo. So she just started sharing with me some personal things that was going on in her life. And then I shared this scripture with her, and I also was obedient to what the Holy Spirit told me to do for her. And so we have to get to a place where we remember that God don't want us to worry about tomorrow, because even tomorrow will take care of itself. He wants us to be concerned about today. So I reminded her that one, her father is going to be well. God have him. But he wants her to be concerned about today. She can't be concerned about tomorrow. And so I just want to share with you all on today, whatever it is that you're being concerned with, whether it's your finance, whether it's your marriage, your children, your job, whatever situation you're trying to be worried about, don't worry about it, because it will take care of its own self. So we just got to remember to seek God in every area of our life. We just can't seek him in one area and think that things are going to be good in the other area. No, he wants us to seek him in every area of our life, in our health, in our children, in our marriage, in our careers, in our finance. We have to seek him in everything. So refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with each challenge that comes your way one day at a time. So take things one day at a time. Even with this whole thing of this vaccine and the pandemic still going on, the COVID-19, we can't deal with, we can't be concerned about it. We just got to deal with it one day at a time. We're going to have to ask God, "Lord, help me to deal with it one day at a time." Because when we start adding all those things upon us, then we're getting stressed out. Then depression sits in. Then anxiety sits in. Now we're fussing at the children for no reason. Now we're not making love to our husband because we're frustrated and we're upset. Because we're concerned about things that are out of our control. You can only control the things that you can control. And everything else that you can't control, just give it to God. He wants us to cast all our cares upon him anyway. That's what his word is saying. He wants us to cast all our cares. Give him everything that's weighing our hearts down. We need to give it to him. So this morning, I just want you to release that thing that's trying to keep you down, that's trying to weigh you down. And remember that God wants you to just release it unto him. Refuse to worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because if you worry about tomorrow, all you're going to do is get a headache probably. Tomorrow won't be any better than today. So just focus on today. Focus on the day that God has made. And let tomorrow worry about itself. So I just want to come out and remind you to just focus on God. Don't worry about tomorrow. Give it all to Him. Cast all your cares upon Him. And know that everything will be taken care of in God's timing. So again, this is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Incorporation, coming to you with your daily Sunday inspiration. And I pray that it has been truly a blessing to you. I pray that you receive a word, a message out of my inspiration, and something that I normally don't do, but I know with this podcast, I don't know who it who's listening. I don't know who it may reach, but I'm going to leave my number in case you ever want to have prayer, you want to text me so that I could pray with you. And I will make sure it will be with the link. But my number is 678-842-4710. That's 678-842-4710. Call me, text me if you ever need prayer. I would love to pray with you. I would love to just be there to encourage you and help you get through the things that you may be going through. Heavenly Father, we just come before you on this day, just thanking you for your grace and mercy. Thanking you, Lord, for bringing us to another day in 2021. God, we thank you right now for the things that you're going to do in our life, God. Lord, we thank you that we won't be concerned about tomorrow because we know that it is already taken care of because you have already taken care of it. So, God, we just praise you and we just thank you right now, Lord. I lift up each and every person that will listen to this podcast on today, God. I pray that their spirit be uplifted. I pray that they are encouraged, God, by the words that I may have spoken. I pray that whatever is on their heart, that they release it unto you, God, that's weighing them down. So, Lord, we just thank you and we love you, God, and we honor you and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Incorporation, coming to you with your Sunday inspiration. May God bless you and keep you in all his ways. Have a great day.